Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
I'm definitely one of those girls, cause like once a nigga piss me off and I see something on Instagram that remind me of like a meme or like a quote or a reel, I'm posting it to my story. And the nigga who is for it know it's for him.
I feel like niggas always know when your quote is about them. Like, they always know. Like, it's just like, your story can be full of feet, people getting fucked, and you doing TikToks and all that shit. And it'll be like a random quote. I thought that felt very pointed towards you, but in general, it could be like...
Yeah.
It could be like anything. Like, I know niggas, like, whenever they feel like I'm mad at them, they always watch my story first to see, like... Uh-oh, let me see how mad he is, child. Let me see how he feeling.
And what is it about men who know that they are not on in your good graces watching every last one of your stories?
First.
That might send a heart.
First.
They be the first three names on there.
It's like a check-in. They're trying to take the temperature, make sure that you not like that they still in good graces, that you didn't block them. And so I like it, though. It means that you should be scared. You should be on your toes. You should be worried.
And I should go back to blocking niggas, because I used to just, it was so easy for me to block.
You were a block bottom.
I'm definitely a block bottom. Mm-hmm. I actually somebody, that's hilarious, contender for the episode title already.
We're back!
There was this boy who invited me out on a date. Mm. The day of the date, I didn't take, mind you, I don't really have like a rapport with this guy outside of Instagram. So he invited me out for a date, and we didn't really text in between then, but I'm like, okay, we got a date. The day of the date, didn't text until I texted him, and I was like, and that wasn't a problem for me. I was just like, hey, just... It was towards the end of my work day. I'm like, just making sure we're still on for the night. Never heard nothing else from
this.
Again.
I remember this.
And then I'm like, let me just check his story. He had no stories posted. So I was like, that's suspicious. Went to my burner and saw that he had been posting stories. So I'm like, why did you randomly just decide to flick out on a date and you hid your stories from me? Like, what's the tea? What did I do to you? In the span of like 72 hours, you lame ass bitch. And then I saw him at the club one day and we just made eye contact, and I actually saw him on Hinge recently, blocked. I saw him on Tinder, blocked.
The boys who I like have like, boy tip, always have a burner page, okay? It's very necessary.
Have a few,
because if they, like what I do on my burner page, I think I'm gonna start doing this every episode. When we say something that's good, this is a boy tip, okay? Like, always have multiple burner pages in your back pocket. So when they get to one, and don't create them all on the same thing. So don't link all the accounts. Have one on Safari, have one on Chrome, have one in incognito mode on Safari.
Okay, that's interesting, because you know Instagram will block the burners.
Mm-hmm. And so on mine, because I created separately from my main pages, the separate one lives in its own universe. And what I do, I block everybody first. So if I'm on your page stalking, I block you first. And then I come back and I unblock you and I go through and see what's up. Then I block you again. And I come back and I unblock and I repeat the cycle. You have to be on top of it, because these niggas are sneaky. We both had instances where we've gone and somebody's hidden their story from us. And then we've gone on our support pages. I'm calling support pages. I get on my support page and then support page, okay? And so I have to see what's going on, and then I see shady shit. Like, why be shady? Like, why be like? I feel like that makes it so fucking weird. Like, it's not necessary. I guess me stalking you is weird too, but still, I'm doing that as an instant result of what you made me do.
It's literally just research. I think of it like this. Like, you know, I feel like we are a in addition to being a podcast, this, you know, it's technically a talk show. Very and what they do so. On most talk show is they have a whole research department who, like, look up things.
Very
they,
you know, true.
Questions for the guests. They have, like, a legal team. So Finsta is basically the research department. That's all. I want you to know that I am going to cut that out. So make sure you get ready to edit the video.
Oh my god, I don't feel like that was shady.
Y'all are listening now. You don't even know what just got cut out, but it's getting cut out.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't think it was shady, but I guess maybe it was. Okay.
Oh, that was a whole brick of shade, and I still haven't done that yet. So here's something I'm realizing too. I need some like headshots.
Okay. You know you can do them yourself.
Twice within the last 2 weeks, I've been requested headshots. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, I should probably have some. Because I don't feel like my pictures on Instagram are nice enough for like headshots.
Or just like pictures in general. Like
press photos or something.
Yeah, like just pictures in general. Like I feel like nowadays, like the modern headshot, unless you're like going for like a professional headshot, nobody does professional headshots anymore. Like back in the day, it would be like, sit to the side and pose and like let me just see like it, that's not a professional headshot anymore, especially for entertainment industry. It's all about the action mm-hmm. shots. It's all about how you like style and like how you overall present yourself versus just like a prim and proper like mirror. That's why like
that's true.
I always try to make sure I have like a variety of photos like so I can always like pull from shit and like send out like for whatever reason. Like it's just super important, like especially like I guess in this lane of work. Like, you always got to have something on standby, because you never know.
I definitely need professional photos. And not, like you said, not necessarily, like, a headshot, but, like, a nice photo that yeah. could be presented to other people.
100%. I get that. Well.
I also need to do my hands and my feet, and I'm going to do that this weekend. I'm kind of excited about that. I haven't had a manicure in a very long time. I haven't had a pedicure probably a couple years.
I said I was going to go get my first pedicure for my birthday this year. I really want to just go and just sit down and get pampered this year. I'm like, that's what I'm gonna do. But I have something to say. Oh yeah, I was gonna say, like, are you getting your hands and your feet like prepared for headshots as well, head to hand shots as well, so you can send those out?
Oh no. Oh,
okay.
I went down to the Target and got me one of them massaging foot spas for
$27.99. Elderly.
Sure did. And I got me a callus remover because I got callus on my hands from the gym, and it's starting to look bad, so I need to go get rid of that.
You don't use gloves? I see like a lot of people
use gloves. I do use gloves, but I think I have some really cheap gloves because the pads on the gloves are not protecting me.
I get that.
So I'm going to have to get some new gloves.
Those gloves are very handy because I had to open my wine bottle today, and the grip on the glove was actually assisting me in opening my bottle, so... I am drinking wine today.
I
know what kind
of gloves you're talking about. I have those gloves for work.
Exactly.
But the gym gloves with the cutout, like they don't. And I be thinking like I should just work out with those work gloves that have the rubber on it. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like when I see people in the gym doing that, I just like, you're weird. Get some regular gloves, babe. But I don't know.
I always think about like, I wonder where those gloves were. I always think about that. I'm that weird person. Like even like when I don't go to the gym per se, but I have to walk through the gym to get to my mailbox parcel locker, whatever the fuck it's called. And I'm always looking around. And I'm just like, y'all just got off this machine. There's sweat dripping from it. Like there's people like, and there's all type of people. If you get what I'm saying. So it's just like all types of sweat, all type of body. I'm just like, this is just too much for me. But I guess that's just the essence of the gym. That's why I think most gays spend their time in the showers or in the locker rooms. Because they don't have to deal with that kind of shit.
I've had some rude occurrences in my home gym. As of the last couple of days, there was a fucking family of 10 in there. Yes, I'm talking about literal family. Kids, babies running around. I was on the leg machine. Extension machine. Some baby came out of nowhere and almost got kicked in the face.
Oh, bitch.
And normally, you know, babies get excused, but I was already pissed off because they was being loud as fuck. I'm talking about they had a gymnastics mat. They was taking up half the gym, literally.
Bitch, they was getting active in there.
Half.
But
they was in there doing flips, play fights.
Was the dad
chasing each other?
Was the dad cute at least?
I didn't really look nobody in the face because I should get better about that. You know, I tend to not look people in the face. I would never be able to describe the burglar to the police because I just wouldn't even look at him.
I was just going to say that. How are you going to be able to leave a note for someone to tell them who the killer is if you don't even see the killer's face?
I do not be making eye contact. That's
if I was robbing you, I would just come in and I would just wear flip-flops. You would never even look up at my face. I would wipe you clean, bitch. I would get everything in between.
Look, at that point, I would barter with him. Listen, let me suck your toes and you can have whatever you want.
Bitch, see, we're easy to rob. All you gotta do for me is just be fine and, like, have a really nice dick. And I'm all down for it. What do you want, Papa? Papito.
You know, I've thought about that. Like, what if I got kidnapped by somebody real fine?
Like,
I'm gonna be scared, but, like, I'm gonna do whatever he say.
Yeah.
And I kind of like it. Ooh, that's bad.
But I mean, technically, would that still be kidnapping? Like, I think it'd be more so like at that point you're a willing participant in the adventure, or it'd be like Stockholm syndrome.
At least until, you know.
What if you never get rescued? You're sucking and fucking.
You might as well get on his good side. He already got me.
That's what he already got a lot on his brain. So you. Even though he kidnapped you, you being on his good side, I'm not saying this is not a boy tip. Because I watch a lot of true crime, and this is how they get out of those situations. They befriend the kidnapper. They make them seem like they're on their side. And then when they're good, they go to the mailbox or something, they run out screaming. And then they go get help. So, be careful. Befriend your kidnapper. Maybe suck his dick a little bit.
I'm going to be making jokes with him. Like, excuse me, sir, I just want to know, why the fuck
do you think this is... You're not even going to make it. You gone. You shot already. The joke.
I'm like, look, brother, talk to me. Let's talk this out. Like, what is your goal? Like, at the end of this, like, what do you expect to happen? Like, because you're going to... If you let me go, I'm going to snitch. And if you don't, you're going to have to kill me. So, like, what are your plans here? Because you're probably going to go to prison. They're going to find you.
Either way.
They're going to have something to do with you.
Either way. But I feel like he'll have more of a chance of getting away if you're not a part of the picture. Especially if you start talking about what is your end goal, bitch, not to get caught. And now you put it into my forefront that you gonna get me caught, Nancy Drew. Like, I would take you out. I would have to take you out. Like, you would, like, no.
They would have to take me out, because I just feel like if I'm going down, I'm gonna go down with a fight. Like, I might as well be, like, I'm probably, if you don't, like, try to disable me by stabbing or shooting me,
yeah,
you're going to be fighting, and I might lose, but you're going to have a hard time. And I know for a fact that assailants don't like troublesome victims. They like them real easy.
Yep.
So.
And then what I'm going to do, I'm just going to offer to suck his dick. And when I'm sucking it, when like he does the head tilt back thing, I'm biting the dick off. I'm chomping that shit like a sausage at the 4th of July party. We're not getting away scathed. You're going to have to go to the doctor, and they're going to look at my teeth marks indentured around what's left of the nub that you call a dick. And then you're going to go to jail. And then you're not going to be able to have sex, so you're just going to be a butt buddy in jail. And you won't be able to give any dick. So you're going to have a horrible time there. They're just going to call you Tunnel. That's going to be your name, The Tunnel, because that's all you got is a tunnel, because I'm not leaving any dick left. So I hope it's worth it.
You know, now that I think about it, if you're getting kidnapped by a man, like, one of the easiest things to do to, like, get a break from him is kick him in the nuts.
Easiest thing. But it's also, like, because, you know, I did Taekwondo for a number of years. I'm actually a purple belt.
Oh.
Yeah. Fun fact. And so, like...
Taekwondo bottom.
Yeah! Karate bottom. Okay, bitch. like the easiest thing is to, like, just to, like, sweep his leg, kind of. Or, like, if he's behind you, this is so stupid. I don't know why I'm teaching y'all that, because the people are listening, like, what the fuck? If he has his hand around your throat, try to swing your leg back and kick him in the balls. You have to try to kick your, like, you try to gain balance. You got to try to gain balance. So you got to try to reach your leg to a point where you can raise it high enough, kick him, raise your elbow, boom. You're out of there, bitches. You're out of there. I feel like that black guy who was, like, teaching people how to get out of fucking, like...
And everybody was recreating this shit. that's literally what I'm envisioning in my head.
Right? Oh, that's 100% it. Because that's what they used to teach in Taekwondo. They'd be like, how are you going to escape this? I'm like, bitch, I don't know. I'm panicking. Like, I'm really panicking. I can't suck his dick. I don't know. Like, he's like, I don't know. But yeah.
Well, welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is The Boys Next Door. I am Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush.
You guys miss us? I know you did.
I missed you.
Why wouldn't you? Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Subscribe to us on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. Send your questions and confessions and dick pics to asboysnextdoor@gmail.com. We may or may not rate a dick today. Don't know.
We'll see.
In the meantime, what's going on with you?
Oh, brother. I'm back.
Oh, brother.
This guy sucks dick. I've been so horny lately. And I think it's from me channeling all of my, like, I'm like, okay, so, okay, I'll get to the main shit everybody want to know about. First of all, thank you all for all the condolences and prayers and all the nice messages about my father passing. I did go home last week to go handle that shit. And so that's why there wasn't, like, a episode last week. And so going back home, this is my first time back home to Chicago in almost 4 years. I don't see myself going back for another four unless something happened. Hopefully nothing done so I can keep my word. But it was just like everything was the same. Like everything felt like home. Like, you know, like home never really changes. Everything felt the same. It was good seeing my family. It was good doing all that. I realized I really don't like funerals because everybody's really sad and depressed. I mean, I get it, whatever. But like, I'm just like, it was just like, I wasn't able to go home and like really just like take it all in because it was just like a cloud of issues just like over the whole thing. And so I went and like the time I did get alone, I just took time exploring. And I only thing that was going through my mind was I'm so ready to go back to Las Vegas. I am so ready to go back to Vegas. I was supposed to fly back Monday. I said, look, I'm coming back Sunday. Like I can't. Like I was ready to come back. I missed my child. Like it was just too much. Like it was good seeing my mom, good seeing my immediate family. But I was just very happy to be back home in my own space. And so I came home. Was I a whore this week? I was a whore before I left, though. I was flooding it up. It was a good time, though. I feel like I had, like, a lot of energy pent up to unleash it. So I sucked some good dick before I left. Sent him home wobbling. Came home. Got my dick sucked. Went home in a puddle of spit. It was just great. It was just like I came home and I was just
a sneak suck.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Surprise!
Yes, bitch. It was. I did not see it coming. Okay, I'll tell the story real quick. Confession. I already told him. I said I wasn't gonna mention it.
Okay. I was like, you gonna say it? But
yeah. Okay. So y'all know, like, I'm a DDT hunter. Like, I prefer my DDTs. Like, they basically go for like the kill. Like they want their head, they want their ass, eight toes sucked, they want to slap, they want to choke, they want to spit, they want to do all that shit, and then like they'll like finger me or like some eat my ass. Most don't because they're just like, ew, I don't eat guys' ass. I'm just like, whatever, just bring your dick here. But this one time, like, I'm auditioning this guy. I look through his Instagram, I look on his Facebook. Normal, my normal type. I see the guns, I see the jewelry, I see the clothes. I'm like, cool, we in there. Let's
ghetto.
100%. But so like I'm like, we doing this. So I go to his house, we're linking up, blah 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 blah. I start sucking his dick, right? And his dick is super hard. And I don't like when guys interrupt my flow of sucking dick. I don't like it. But I'm sucking his dick, he's like, hold up, bro. And he like, I'm like, oh my god, well, he about to rob me. What's going on? Maybe it's not good, blah blah blah. I'm like going in my head. And he like pushes me back and starts sucking my dick. And I'm like, okay, like I honestly didn't know. I honestly was not expecting it because, like, judging from the cover, it doesn't seem like that book has that type of detail in its eye. But that book was a tricky book. It was like, I don't know. And so I start sucking. He starts sucking my dick, and I nutted his mouth. I wanted to make sure I nutted his mouth just as like a thing, because that's like my thing. If I'm getting hit, I prefer to nut a nigga mouth. I don't like giving facials. I prefer you to swallow my nut. So I nutted his mouth, and I finished sucking him, and then I go home, and as I'm driving home, I start getting text messages, and he's like, man, I'm like, oh god, here we go, what is he about to say, blah, 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 because normally, like, guys, like, after that, they're like, I don't know if I can do this, or, I'm just like, okay, I'm like, that's what I'm expecting. No, plot twist, Quentin Tarantino style plot twist, okay, he's like, I want you to come fuck me. Sir, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Who, me?
Not me.
Sir. Right, I would say not me, not I. And so I'm like, okay, but like The thing is, I would have went back and fucked him, but like literally by the time I got home, I had already busted like 5 nuts. Like I had already I was so fucking horny. Like after I bust one nut, like from head or anything like that, I have to bust more. And so like only way I'm not horny after I nut, like somebody make me nut, is if I'm getting fucked. If that makes sense. Like that's the only way I'm not horny afterwards. So anyway, I go home and bust 5 nuts, and he's like, "Yeah, I want you to come back. Can you come back?" Oh, I'm like, "I'm already home. You sure?" I'm just looking like, this is just too much. Now I see how tops feel when I'm pestering them for more dick. Like, I know I literally just left your house. I don't want to do anything else with you. Like, can we at least give it a week? Like, now I feel the stress of a bottom. The plight of the bottom never ends. And now the dildo's on the other hand. And so now I feel the stress that tops feel. I'm just over it. Oh, but anyway. But his head was really, really good. If you ever want some get head boy tip, add some from a DDT. Because they don't care. And I made him gag on my shit, too. That was another thing. I wanted to see, like, what he could handle. So, he almost threw up. And I would have let him throw up on my dick. I don't really care. But it was just more so, like, the fact of, like, he told me what he ate. So, I was just like, no. I know the smell alone would have made me, like, die. Like, and I can visually see throw up. I can't smell it. So, how about you? What have you been up to?
Definitely not that. Yeah, it was been average. I've been watching a lot of Sex and the City. Mm-hmm. And I'm on season 4 now.
Whoa! You said a lot.
So, yeah, I've just been doing that. And I've been recording stuff from my YouTube. Mm-hmm. It may never see the light of day.
Okay. Why not? I've been
writing stuff from my YouTube that also may never see the light of day. I don't know. It's just a lot. Because, you know, well, when I was doing YouTube, what I learned was, like, you kind of need to have a script. Otherwise, you're going to be just like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do the whole video. And I don't like doing that. Like, some videos call for that. But why you make that face? I don't. Doink, doink, your wife can't breathe.
Oh, you double down on it, huh? Oh, okay.
So I've been doing that and wasting my time on Hinge.
No new dates. And
I went for a bike ride last weekend.
Oh my god! What?
It was
ass. I
went for like a bike ride. The thing that I learned about bike riding is that you need like protective. Well, if you're a thick girl, and I'm not even a thick girl, but my thighs touch. I don't have a thigh gap. So riding a bicycle for over an hour causes saddle sores, which I just got a blister. But that also happens to be the last time I rode a bike for more than an hour. I got a blister, and then the blister like kind of turned into a scab, and it was just a big thing. Mm-hmm. But it was fun.
Was that the first date? Was that the first time y'all hanging out?
I didn't go on no date, bro. I was by myself.
Oh, I thought you went on a bike ride with somebody you met from Hinge.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Solo thing. I've also been, like, the last couple Sundays, just been taking myself out. Like, I do something, and then the Sunday before, I went, like, scooter riding. And then I took myself out to eat. I drank at the bar a little bit. And then last weekend, I did the same thing. Rode a bike.
I love this for you.
I think I'm going to do... gonna make candles maybe next weekend or weekend after next. I don't know, whatever weekend is before I get into Gag City. I think I'm gonna take myself somewhere, do something little nice, and then I'm gonna fly to Pluto shit, drill the 4-5 reverse. I'm the uno bitch, set the pace like uno. All right, I'm gonna light my blunt to Gag City and to taking myself on solo dates and to yeah, just remember that I am a badass bitch.
I love that.
My lighter's not near me, so while you light yours, I'm going to go find my lighter.
Okay. Well, I'm lighting mine to freedom. I feel so free.
To freedom!
Freedom! Oh, bitch, not your panties showing. But such a slut. I've been feeling a lot free since I came home. Like, everybody's been like asking me, like, are you depressed? And I'm like, no, not real. Like, I feel like like, I feel powerful, if that makes sense. I feel more centered in myself because, like, I was, like, looking for my dad after he, like, he passed away. I was like, I don't feel him. I don't, like, I don't feel his energy around me, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, oh, all of his wisdom, all of his power, all of that shit that I'm looking for outwardly signs of is already, like, in me now. Like, I feel like I consumed him. Like, I feel like everything that my dad saw in me, everything that my dad wanted me to be, and everything, like, that he knew I could accomplish, I feel like now I have the realization that I am powerful enough on my own to do that. And so, like, this week since I came back, I've been really in the headspace of if I want to do something, I'm just going to do it. Because I feel like I always stop myself from doing shit. So I think it's really amazing that you're going out and you're venturing out on your own. And I'm trying to get into the space where I feel more comfortable in doing that too. Because I feel like when you're in the city alone, you're always like waiting for one person to like tag along with you. And like, you don't always get that, but you still want to go out and do shit. And so like, I'm like this want to having more freedom to go out and do what I want for myself, by myself, and when I want to do it, period. And so... And also embrace my bad bitch energy this summer. Because it's a new fucking era loaded. And I'm really, really excited. Like, I went back blonde, if you didn't know. Like, blonde is, like, my power color. Because I know what blonde works for me. And so, I just feel very powerful. Like, I just feel, like, unstoppable. And I saw Sexy Red last night, too.
How was that?
It was everything I thought it was going to be. Like, the good and the bad. Like, it was, the crowd was a good mixed crowd. It was like the, it was like at the college campus. It was 18 older. Like, there's a lot of older people in there too, like going crazy for Sexy Red. Like, the crowd was fighting. There was ass throwing. There was smoke. There was drinking. It was a really lit crowd, but it was like everybody was on the same timing. So, you know, like sometimes like you can go into that type of environment and it feel like, okay, this is a lot going on. It was a lot going on, but you could tell, like, people were just coming to have a good time. People wanted to have a good time. People were excited to see Sexy Red. And so I feel like that shifted the energy. As soon as she came out, everybody was lit. Like, she performed, too. One thing I will say, like, I know, like, I be reading, like, a lot of shit, and they be like, oh, they only performed, like, two or three songs. She performed, I kid you not, for probably about, like, 35 to 40 minutes. She was on that stage the entire time performing all of her fucking songs.
Sexy got a lot of cuts.
Yeah, she does. And she performed all of them. Like, she didn't miss not one. Even, like, the cuts that nobody fucking, like, know about that I didn't even hear. Like, I wasn't even, like, on. She performed all of those. And I was just like, I see her. And it felt authentic, too. Like, she sounded the same. She looked the same. She walked around the stage, like, hella like she was in her house shoes and shit like that, which I really enjoyed. She wasn't, but it felt like she was in house shoes. And I felt really at home. Like, she, like... That was my first Vegas concert since, like, that's my first Vegas concert out here in general. And so, like, the energy was just really, really good. I really enjoyed her stage presence and all as well. So, I'll give it up for Sexy. I like this Sexy, too. I can't even lie to you. Ooh.
I love Sexy Red. They could, Sexy Red for president. I just, oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to have to cut that out, too. I'm cutting out everything today. Cut okay. It out.
5 minutes. 5 minute episode.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, cough it up.
That's what happens when you smoke weed.
Cough it up, Maxine.
Yeah, I love Sexy Red.
She got it going on. I like her.
And shout out to all the girls, you know, drunk and sober. I just think it's a great thing for us to have a lot of women in rap right now, whether they're, you know, busting it open on stage or busting drunk U-turns. I don't know. I just think everybody deserves the same level of streaming as...
I was down bad, but I'm okay.
It's a good song. I like that. It's good. It went in on the gym for me.
It's a good... Okay, so I listened to it in the car. I was waiting for that song all week. I'm like, last week I could have had that song. It would have been up. Like, so it came this week, and I was like, it's cute. It's a good summer song. It's like a good summer bop. Like it's one of those songs... Yeah, it's the one of those songs you put on, like, when you're, like, feeling good. Like, you just got dressed. You like, bitch, I'm about to go fucking make a statement, do all my shit. Like, it's one of those type of songs. So I really fuck with it. Like...
It's very retro.
It's very retro. It gives me, like, very just, like, 2010, 2009 vibes. I'm here for it. I'm not mad at it at all. So, go Gucci, JT, and you're fucking... I didn't mention this on here, but a couple episodes ago, we were talking about, like, nobody actually does the old school method of, like, going out and touring and doing smaller locations and all that shit. And I think it's really, really dope. Like, I know, like, it was, like, a big, like... JT's Backyard Barbecue was trending and shit like that a couple weeks ago. But I feel like that type of organic touring kind of creates a fan base because it gets you out in front of different people that normally would not have access to your tours. Like, everybody doesn't want to travel to a big-ass city. Everybody can't travel to a big-ass city for financial reasons or anything else in between. And so going to, like, these malls, going to, like, smaller venues and shit like that, I think it's a great idea. I think it's a really good marketing for her and what she wants to establish herself as being visually in front of the masses. So I'm here for it. Go JT.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I just want to say this real quick, and we going to talk about our normal stuff, because fuck these celebrities, because they got money, and we don't yet. So I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, this whole story with Megan, I have a layered opinion on this, and I want y'all to follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, having sex in front of your employees is wild. Wild behavior, right? Uh-huh. I cannot imagine my boss having sex in front of me. So at that level, if that happened, that's dead ass motherfucking wrong. The other side of this opinion is, I'm gonna leave that alone because I don't want that to get taken the wrong way. But I'll tell you later. The other side of my opinion is, it's very funny watching y'all grasp for straws to defend this. I think y'all should just let it play out in court because y'all defended it for the sake of, but let it had been any other, and I'm not going to say nobody else in particular.
I'm going to say Lizzo because that was the first thing I thought about. Because the thing is, but it's also like in the same breath, it's kind of like, okay, so the guy was her stylist or hairstylist or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or something like that, yeah.
So he's always partying with her. 100%. He's always around her 100%. So now he has a problem. Suddenly, oh my God, this is when it went too far. The one time we was in the car and she was having sex with someone else around me. Now I'm like drawing the line. But this is where I get confused at. The case isn't about the sex in front of him. The case is about unpaid wages. The sex in front of him is using as a slander method to her character. It's being used as a point to slander her character, regardless of anything else, because it has that part has no like actual impact on what his actual case is about. So I'm confused.
So for me, another part of my opinion is because he's not actually suing for sexual harassment. He has nothing to lose or gain by putting that in a lawsuit. So it reads to me as that happened. This is what she's being alleged of, but this is just my opinion. I can totally see that happening.
Especially 100%.
Because he said she asked, and this is according to him, she was like, "Were you in the car last night?" So first of all, let's control our liquor, because how don't you remember? Second of all, that, like, why would you say that if you know to me, it just sounded like, you know, she knew she probably was inappropriate for her.
Or
lesbian sex in front of her employee.
I don't like that y'all keep throwing this employee word around. Because
he was an employee.
But still, but you have to understand, like, her employee.
If he was her assistant, that would be the same thing.
It would be the same thing. But it's also like, you have to understand her relationship that she has with her employees. It's not like she just hired, it's like a random Instagram girl she invited out one time to come do her hair or her makeup. These are actual people that actually be in her house, kicking it with her, chilling with her, drinking, partaking, and doing everything else in between with her. But now it becomes a thing where, as an employee, I was offended. So that's where Megan's team needs to come in and to do better with setting boundaries between who her employees are and who her friends are. Because all these people be friends with Megan, they be friends with Nikki, they be friends with Cardi and so forth in between until something happens and then they have to come back and then they're like, oh, well, now I'm an employee only. That's where I take the thing. That's where I'm like, I don't get that. But
the employee thing is relevant and important because she is the star with the money and the access. Therefore, there is a power dynamic, even if he's a popular, successful. You don't have to agree, but that's just the fact. If you are working for somebody, if you came into the relationship as a worker and they are paying you, there's a power dynamic there. And so, him being her employee is relevant even if he was also her friend.
Right. So the power dynamic, just the law. The power dynamic only comes into play after he's fired, though, right?
No, the power dynamic exists whether or not.
Then why was it not a problem when it originally happened,
though? That's why her having sex in front of him is an issue. Whether he was like,
I don't get that though. Like, was he on the clock? Was he on the clock when this happened, or was he with her as a friend? That makes a difference as well.
Let's say this: if me and you hire a videographer, right?
Right.
And me and
business you, like the so video- that's business.
Wait, listen to what. Let me finish. Me and you hire this videographer. He's always around us, videotaping us. He's also friendly with us at this point because this nigga is always around us. This our homie. We hanging out with this nigga even when the camera not on. So we hire this nigga, but me and you in the middle of the Suburban, he in the backseat. Me and you freaking on each other in front of him. Mm-hmm. That would be inappropriate because we employ him.
But that's where I'm talking about the boundaries come in at. Because then, so if he's
the boundaries need to be established on her end because she is the employer.
And that's what I originally said. I said Megan's camp needs to do better at setting boundaries.
Megan needs to set the boundaries for the camp. But she is the owner of the whole system.
She's
of
the owner. I 100% agree. But then we also have to understand, if a videographer is kicking it with us, the shit we talk about, the shit we be doing, like the shit. There's no fucking way. That's why they shouldn't be kicking it at all. If all of a sudden you have to put on the fucking... If you have to put on the employee hat all of a sudden, and now everything that I would normally do in front of you, I can't do suddenly, or I have to be worried about it being held against me when you were working, when we've established like a friendship, that's where things get blurry and that's where things get messy at. Because the thing is, like she kicks it with all these people as her friend, and then she finds out later on, oh, well, now... Everything that I was doing around you as a friend, you're using as ammo against me. And I feel like that can be taken for any of these celebrities. That can be taken for anybody. You have people around you. They're kicking it with you. They're partaking and doing whatever with you. And then when they're no longer a part of your camp, then all of a sudden, all that shit you've been doing or they were doing with you or partaking with you, now is being used against you in another fucking issue. I'm just looking
I hate to throw Beyonce in this, but if her and Jay-Z ever got it cracking in front of Julius, whether he is employed with them or not, can sue them for sexual harassment. It's just
100%. 100%.
I mean, it just is what 100%. It is.
But I also like.
So Beyonce, even if the lines was blurry, and I get what you're saying, because like it's a sticky situation because like clearly this nigga is not just her employee.
Right.
And he's probably also seen a whole lot of shit. But at the end of the day, the onus is on her because everybody's working for her to be like, this is what's going on and this is not what's going on. So I just.
But then we also have to. How old is she again? Liquor. How old is she again?
She's like my age.
See, and that's the thing. But when did this
She's actually... younger than me, I think.
Exactly. I so I'm like, when did this actually occur? Like, a fucking, like, 23-year-old running a fucking camp is insane. That's what you have a team for. That's what these celebrities have teams for. And, like, actual, like, fucking people, like, marketing and doing all the PR. That's what they're supposed... Like, this is what your team is supposed to be about. This is what your team is supposed to be doing. Like, the fact of, like, I feel like... Every time something gets thrown in Megan's face or any of these celebrities' face, it's mistakes that they made when they were younger. Or mistakes... What do I say? How old is she?
That's... You know, it's amazing when you look at certain celebrities who are in your age range and you're just like, wow, what a fucking loser am I? I was born 4 days before this girl.
Really? That's really cute.
Same week.
Well, bitch, maybe if you...
I was born on a Saturday, so that means she was born on a Wednesday. Well, Wednesday.
That's actually a really cute fact. But I understand. I understand what you're saying, though. Like,
and I understand what y'all are saying, but it's just interesting.
I speak strictly for me.
I get people who take in that position. It's just like, oh, it was a blurry line. Like if I was in the car with my good girlfriend and if I was in a car with you, we work together. We could sue each other for sexual harassment based on the fact that we work together, right?
Right.
If I saw you getting it cracking in the front seat, that's not going to bother me. So I get what people are saying. It's like, well, I mean, I get it.
100%.
But if you pissed me off and I was like, let's take it to court, bitch. He was having sex in front of me. Like, I can do that.
Right. And I don't think...
that'll make it right, but it is
it'll make it... Exactly. It is what it is, but it's kind of like... I feel for her because basically all her mistakes come... from not only her drinking, but also her not having the right people around her. I think it's very easy to point the finger at her drinking being the absolute to her fucking issues. But I think the issue also comes into, like, she doesn't have good people around her that are actually, like, protecting her.
I think that's more the case as well. I think... Yeah. But I feel like she probably got to figure it out now, but I definitely feel like... And then, too, it's like you kind of got to, like, give her grace because it's like
after you lose your fucking parent
to a celebrity, you have to adjust. I don't know what that's like. That's why, you know, I want the podcast.
We ain't there yet.
I'm not trying to be A-list because I just feel like that's too much going on. I want to be like, you know, C-minus.
A cool C. Okay, a cool C. I want to be able to go as I want to go, navigate, go, like, pop in, pop out, and not be a thing. But, like, also, like, we have taken into account, she lost her parent, too. And you, like her mom was a major part of her, like, fucking, like, career aspect. And so then there's, like, that one, like, that was her bodyguard damn near. We saw how Holly was navigating every fucking video we used to watch. Holly was directing the show. And so now, like, you lost that person. And so now you're forced to, I guess, do it on your own. And you don't have control. She's young. Like, she was young as fuck when that happened. Like, she's still young. We're all still young. Like, we're all still learning. I feel like she just has to make better choices when it comes to who she allows to be around her and what she allows, like, the boundaries that she sets. She needs to set better boundaries. But I feel like we all need to set better boundaries for what we allow from people around us. So
Just back to my original point, it's everybody got a defense for the girls they like. That's all I'm saying. Everybody got
I like Megan,
but I love all the girls. I throw my shade because I have to. It's just the way I have to be a barb and do what I have to do. Okay, it's a part of the contract.
There we go. The truth finally comes out.
The blood is pink and it's signed, sealed, and delivered. Okay, it's like the Illuminati. Once you're have to get killed out. Okay.
Oh my goodness! See, the truth has finally revealed itself. It's reared its ugly head. Finally, you see.
But the truth I am Switzerland. Is, like, I've also been on this podcast and said when Nikki has done corny, irresponsible shit. Okay, so when she started this beef with Megan, I said the shit that she was doing online was corny. Did I or did I not say that? We can roll the tapes back because I know exactly what episode it was on. So we gonna put it in. I'm gonna put it in. Okay, roll the tape back because I know I said it. I've also said other things about her, like when she said her cousin's balls was, like, messed up from the COVID shot. I was like, let's be fucking for real, okay?
I just want you to further incriminate yourself that you slandered Nicki Minaj. That's all.
I slander her in her DMs though. She never reads them, so it's fine.
It's okay. I rather the masses.
Like I cuss you out, you know.
Okay, it's lovingly.
It's lovingly.
You're sick. You and her are both sick. Her pulling up to them Chicago barbs and rolling the window up is hilarious.
Yeah, so I think we should actually start the program 40 minutes in. So earlier you were talking about after you messed around with that guy, you had to bust like 5 more nuts. And I think that's the perfect layup to this topic that it came to me because I was masturbating one night and then I finished. And after I nut, like, I just get right back into the swing of things. I'm like, huh, so when should I take the chicken out? Okay, like, oh, that could you believe that happened at work today?
You're such a housewife.
I get up, I start moving things around. I'm thinking about, like, my next snack. I'm talking about something I just saw on Just Judy. But I'm talking to myself.
Right.
So my routine after I nut is to just, like, start planning stuff, start moving stuff around, get back to the logistics of life, because now I have clarity. So I just wanted to know, like, what is your post-nut routine? Like, what do you do?
Okay. I had to think about how it usually goes. So I usually don't get horny until I start playing my video game. And then I'm like, oh, I should probably watch some porn. And so I continue playing the video game a little bit, then the intrusive thoughts win. I'm like, oh, let me turn on some porn. So I find a video, blah, blah, blah. I nut. Then I usually go back and see if I missed any good videos to see if I was really finished. And so, so I usually get 2 off at one time. And so then I'm like, okay, cool. Then I, sometimes, it really just depends. Sometimes, if it's like super thick and creamy, I'll just wipe it off real quick. And then, like, is that too descriptive? Whatever. Super thick and creamy. I would wipe it off real quick. And then I usually just go back to playing my video game. If it's like several splotches everywhere and they like one is dried up, then I'll usually go take a shower and like roll another blunt and then like eat some Doritos. I love having my Doritos after a nut. Or like a nice piece of chicken. I love a nice piece of chicken after a nut. Or pizza. Pizza or chicken does it every time after a good nut.
Them after nut munchies are crazy. Oh my nasty. God. Don't be high. Oh my God. I'd be ready to like eat the fridge entirely. Like take a chunk out of the door. Just bite it.
Bitch, last night I came back from a Sexy Red concert. So many niggas there. I was just like, oh, bitch. And I was looking good. I was like, this is my type of night. Like, you know, like when you got a fire ass outfit on, you outside, the boys outside, everybody like, you telling you look good. I'm like, I'm out here tonight, baby. But anyway, so, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. So last night, I came home, bitch. I had a McCrispy left over from McDonald's with a little Mac sauce on it. So I ate that, right? Mm-hmm. I tore that up. Mm-hmm. Then I got some Honey Bunches of Oats. I started eating some Honey Bunches of Oats. Oh, I forgot how good they were. I know that little black bitch be talking about how good and tasty they are. But I don't know what made me order it. But I ordered a box and had them delivered. And they are so fucking good. Like, they're so good. So I ate that. Okay. Then I was still hungry. So I made me a Lunchable. And I ate a Lunchable, too. And then I was like, at that point, I'm like bloated. And so I had peanuts. And I ate some peanuts. And so I was just tearing the shit up. Like, after that nut, like, I busted 3 last night. But I was hungry as fuck after. I think that's what I was saying.
I like to eat a meal. So, like, you know,
I'll see your joke TikTok.
Eat the whole pizza. Or, you know, I got to stop doing it. And I actually just bought another pizza. I'm not going to be able to do summer this year because, like, I'll buy a whole box of pizza. And the only thing that stops me from eating it, like, I'll save 2 slices. Mm-hmm. I'll save those 2 slices just to say I did it because otherwise I would have just eaten them. It's really just so I can say.
It's a self-pat on the back. Because every time, lately I've been into, like, it's this Windy City pizza place out here. They make pizza like Italian Fiesta back home. Oh, so fucking fire. Found a spot. And so,
wait, pause. Keep that in mind. Uh-huh, I just want y'all to know, Nikki said that Chicago pizza is better than New York's.
I've been saying that. I've been saying it. I wonder where she went though. I wonder where she went.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I had oh no, you know I forgot.
You were talking about the pizza you got. It's the pizza place. They make really good pizza.
Yeah, I know, and I still forgot. I recalled all that in my head. It's okay.
Dude, we're talking about what you like to eat after you nut.
I ate it.
Okay. I just like, yeah, I like pizza. I like if I have like a extra meal prep, like from lunch or something, I eat that. That's usually like chicken and broccoli and rice, like a real
good, real gassy.
Yeah, it's a real cute little meal. Or, you know,
how do you like your broccoli? Do you like it kind of crunchy or soft?
I'm so tired of broccoli. I feel like I've probably said this on this podcast, and I've been saying it a lot lately. So I think I'm gonna get like a
quinoa
Hello Fresh or something.
Somebody was talking about getting Hello Fresh today too.
For the last 4 years, mm-hmm. and I'm not exaggerating, 95% of the days, okay, so that's like over 1,000 some days, I've eaten chicken, broccoli, and rice or mashed potatoes.
That sounds miserable. Like
every single fucking day of my life.
I don't like eating this. Well, I eat McDonald's damn near every day, but so never mind.
The good news is, like, I was cooking it all. I wasn't like I was, you know, but I'm like, I'm tired of that. I want to eat something new, like, because I feel like now my body is thawed out. I can't gain no weight because I'm fucking bored with the food that I'm eating. So I think I'm going to do, like, HelloFresh. If y'all want to sponsor the podcast, that would be great.
I love HelloFresh.
I love HelloFresh. Let's do it right now. HelloFresh is an easy meal. Y'all not getting that. Give us a deal.
Y'all run us our money. Y'all know we like to put meat in our mouth. Some of us like it more fresher than others, but you know, we like putting,
you know, yeah, I like my meat, you know, thawed out.
Seasoned. Oh.
Warm.
Toasted and salted.
Toasted. Sauteed. Okay, so those are our post nut routines. But, you know, speaking of nuts,
basically we clean up and we eat.
Yeah, I'm a cleaner. Like, I like to organize. I like to plan. I like to talk to myself. I like to discuss. You know what I actually like to do before we move on? I actually like to, like, talk about my experience. So, like, if I just, you know, had me a little phone bone session, I'll be like, okay, it was great. That was actually, you know, kind of good, you know. Or if it was just porn, I was like, you know, oh, that was great. Or I was like,
it's like a little recap.
Like a little recap. The other night, one of my friends, I won't say who, Ricky, called me while I was masturbating and it ruined my nut, so he can go to hell. So yeah, I just like to.
That's, you know, the worst. I hate when people interrupt my masturbation time. Like, I be in my zone, and that's when my phone start ringing. That's when people start texting suddenly back. I'm just like, this is just the worst. So I put on Do Not Disturb and I go into my zone.
Well, moving right along, I've been watching Sex and the City.
Uh-huh.
And because I didn't take notes on this properly, I don't know which character caused me to want to write this down.
Okay.
But they were like hiding one of their fuck buddies from the rest of the group because, you know, it wasn't a looker. You know, it wasn't somebody they were proud to be having.
Okay.
Or was it Carrie? I can't remember the scenario. I'm ADHD. I don't remember nothing. Anyway, I just wanted to know, have you ever been ashamed of a body? Is there somebody you fucked who you would literally never tell Jesus about?
I don't feel like I'm good for this because my body count is so fucking low. Like, it's not fun. Like, it's like...
Oh,
like,
Mother Mary, I swear I want to change.
Mr. Jesus. I love to be king. Yeah, that's a bop. I used to want to get Mother Mary tatted on me so bad. That's my favorite Rihanna song for like the longest.
Song. I'm going to listen to that when we finish recording.
You girls are so sad. It's just like...
From the left side of nothing, as time flies way above me, for you I cry, TCD, oh glory. Okay.
Praise God for me. Yes.
Same.
What was the question?
Your body count is so
low. Yeah, my body count is so low. It's just like, it's weird. It's like, okay, so like every person that I've actually had sex with, I feel like I was attracted to them at that moment of time. Like, there's not one person I would take back. There's like things that I would do differently. Like, I wish I could have like actually like threw my ass back or like did a new position or some shit. But other than that, like I don't regret the person. I regret more so the sex, like the actual, like how it went.
I don't think I have any bodies that I'm ashamed of, because I also have the same problem. Like, I can still remember everybody I've had sex with.
100%.
Like, I'm waiting to get to the point, and like Samantha, you know, from Sex and the City, she just was fucking everybody and she was having a great time. Like, I
loving wish it.
I could be her. And I do not have anybody who I'm embarrassed by. But there are definitely a couple people who I want redos with, because I feel like I could have, you know, like you said, fucked them better.
Yeah, I feel like that's, I have more thoughts about that. Like, and then also it's several like situations where I feel like I was getting thrown dick and I didn't realize it, that I probably would have picked on up on now in my like more seasoned age. So I feel like I really wish I had went back and like, I don't know. I feel like I like regret not taking those chances when I should have took those chances, you know?
Now, I'm going to be honest. There are a couple of people who I fucked who I would not go out with in the daytime. Not that they're ugly. It's just like, I just would not want anybody to know about this.
Why? Because they're like weird?
Well, one person I'm thinking of is just like, he dresses like really weird. He dresses like a old sissy from the 80s, you know?
You fuck Billy Porter?
I hate the way he dresses. It gives like Billy Porter, but poorer, you know.
Poor Billy Porter. And
he's, I don't want to say too much, but because, yeah. And then there's like another guy who's just like, he was cute to me back then.
Uh-huh.
And I would still let him fuck.
Oh.
Wouldn't tell nobody about it though.
Oh. I want to fuck more people this summer.
Wouldn't even tell you.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good secret. Yeah, that's a really good secret. I wanna have some secrets. I'm gonna make some secrets this summer. I'm gonna start handing this lusciousy out. I think it's time that everybody just get a little piece.
Yeah, I'm ready to let my black bussy out too. Blackberry gives up his black bussy.
that flows better than lusciousy.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lusciousy and blissy.
Blissy. Yeah. Like it.
It's been 7 months for me.
Whoa, is you.
I know it's way shorter than you. But
yeah. That's still a long time, though.
I don't feel like it's a long time, like, because I really don't be thinking about sex like that. But, you know, I just feel like, I always say this, but, like, I just feel like I need to put this prep to use. Like, I'm taking prep, and I just... She's just in my body, not doing nothing. She chilling on break. Okay? She probably ain't gonna know what to do if it's time.
What is this? What's going on in here? What is this down there? Just fighting for its life
right here before this conversation get ignorant. Let's just move on.
Because I was looking and 3,727 Lowe's had went on another tour.
Bussy on tour is crazy. That is sick. That is so demonic.
I'm jealous.
Now, that is the Illuminati.
The girl at work randomly asked me the other day if like I would ever have a train ran on me. And I was like, in my head, I'm thinking like, what do you think of me? Like, what? Like, I've already done
what
that.
What do you think I am,
bitch? Right, okay. Yes, I have. And I would again. But what made you think to ask me that, bitch?
And first, yeah, I would. That's yeah. That's goddamn business, bitch.
I'm probably about to get on board one right now, bitch, while you're asking.
I'm actually going to take this conversation to HR because this is a violation of my sexual rights.
First of all, your employee asked me if I was a slut. Okay, just escalated. Just escalated all the way right on up. Because they be fucking at my job. They be fucking everywhere. Fucking outside. Fucking behind the cabinets. Fucking in the room. Janitor room. They be fucking. When I'm jealous.
When I was a housekeeper in the hospital, everybody was fucking. Doctors was fucking.
I heard doctors be fucking like crazy.
Oh, and you know, it's so, like, you see hospital stuff on, like, you know, TV and stuff, but, like, when you actually have access to this stuff and you realize, like, what they putting on TV is not very far from what's actually happening, because these niggas, they be fucking. And them little, when they be having to stay overnight and stuff.
Yeah, you know. Uh-huh. Would you fuck your boss?
My current boss, no.
Oh, well, not, I mean, like, if, like, you were in a job and you were, like, working late with your boss and, like, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know how that would work with me, though, because I'm so awkward. I would just be like, I'm telling HR. Like, that would probably
be. See, bitch, not you. Bitch, you a tattletale. I hate tattletale-ass bitches. I would fuck my boss.
I don't know how I would handle that. Like, it would have to be, like, it would have to begin outside of work. Like, I would have to run into the
oh, at girl, the that's no fun.
And then start from there. And then we can, you know, fiddle dill.
No.
It can't start at work because I don't know how to separate the two. Because, like, when I'm at work,
here we go.
I'm not your friend. I am
Megan. There you go. Megan Thee Stallion. Don't know how to separate.
That's exactly why I said that, because that's very much me. Like, I'm at work, not too personal. We can do a little chit chat, get back to work.
Girl. You boring. I would hate working with you, bitch. Fucking running a fucking penitentiary over there, bitch.
Get the fuck
back. Have some fun, work, girl. Bitch. Suck a little dick on the clock. You boring.
I do not like my coworkers knowing my business. I just think it's so strange. Like, I be overhearing my coworkers tell so much of their business to each other. I was like, I be like, this is not.
You should tell them some of yours. You should tell them some of yours. You'll probably put theirs to shame. Make them blush.
They would go to HR on me if they knew who I really was. That's why I stay to myself and don't share too much of my business.
Ed, are you aware that you have a deviant in there, a foot fucking freak in there?
Like, no clue.
Now they're probably going to cancel Flip Flop Fridays this summer because they know your true self.
Speaking of HR, one of my female coworkers, I had on a white T-shirt and some blue jeans. Because, you know, we can wear jeans on Friday.
Fun.
And I ain't gonna lie, my body was looking kind of tea in that shirt. That's why I wore it like that on purpose. And she was like, oh, why are you looking all muscular today? And I just
here we go,
like,
wrong person. HR. Let's wrap this all up.
But I was like,
let's go.
I would never compliment a coworker. I would never do it. I'd be like, oh, that's
oh my God.
I take that back. Because I do compliment, like, oh, I like your hair. Oh, I like your shirt. But, like, I would never say, oh, your body looks muscular. That's a lie.
You look delicious. You're so delicious looking today.
And she said I look like a labor boy. Now, I also could have took that a couple different ways. But I got what she was saying because I had on my work gloves because I was
what's a labor boy? Is that, like, is that code for nigger?
No, but I get what she was saying because when I say I had on the gloves, it gave like I was like delivering Pepsis to the cooler, you know?
Okay. I thought she was calling you like a nigger boy, but it's okay.
So I didn't think she was being racist. She's Mexican, you know, but.
I mean, they be racist too.
Look, I'm telling way too much of my business.
Okay, now that they found your job, they know where you work, they found a coworker who called you delicious.
You know the girl's good for that. Oh, we found him. He works at such as. That's why I don't tell nobody what I. Y'all don't even know what I do.
Y'all don't even know.
You'll never find out until I get done with it.
Okay, y'all don't know nothing. I don't know. I be posting shit. I had to go back and clean up a lot of shit on my footprint. I be posting. This is a lie.
Okay, let's stay right there on the footprint part. There was this post that went viral of this man who allegedly said some dude that, you know, was being mean to him on social media basically was applying for a job. He knew the boy wasn't finna get the job, but he called the boy in for the interview just to tell him about his digital footprint and how he had cussed him out on social media.
That is
first
so
of all,
corny.
I just want to say cap.
You don't think that's real?
Hell no. But if it is real, are you that petty? Like, is that something you would do if you was, like, in his position?
No.
I don't know what type of bitch I'm dealing with.
No, because I would rather email you and tell you that you didn't get, like, the job at all. Like, so I wouldn't, like, I would have you go through the full interview probably, because you never know. You might be a good candidate. You might become, like, best friends or some shit. But then I would probably get a lot of joy in, like, declining you.
Yeah, if I was in his position, I probably would just, like, ignore. Yeah. Like, well, you won't get a job for me, buddy. Swipe left.
Yeah, but you never know. Like, he might have been actually, like, qualified. It's a true story. He might have been qualified to actually do a good-ass job. But then he gonna let his pride get in the way or his ego get in the way, try to check somebody. Checking people over social media is so fucking weird. Like, I just think it's so fucking weird. Like, what are we doing? Like, how old are we? Like, in person at that? Like, is it that necessary? Like, he must have dragged him online. Like, I can see if you dragged
like,
me.
Like, it had to be bad.
Like, he had to become, like, main character for today. Like, that's the only way I would seek that type of retribution. Other than that, I'm just like, boy, go to McDonald's. McDonald's is hiring.
That story is cap anyway. But let's also talk about this, because this also came up on Sex and the City, and I forgot the scenario because I didn't take notes, but I just remember I got this from Sex and the City.
I want us to do like a Sex and the City style promo video where like where we redo the intro, and but it's just us, and like we just do like how they do their like dun, 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 and Carrie's like running and like they're in the bar and all that stuff. I think that'd be really cool.
She's getting splashed by water.
Yeah, we'll have to get a videographer for that. Like, that would be really awesome to do. Okay. Maybe we'll announce where we move to with that.
It won't be there.
At all, Rich. Even though I do have something to tell you about that. I'll tell you off air.
So, how would you handle somebody who has a body odor or breath problem? And, like, y'all are maybe meeting each other for the first time. Y'all are hanging out. And you notice that this person kind of stank. Like, how do you handle that?
I breathe out of my mouth normally anyway, so I would probably just switch to my mouth breathing and not breathe out my nose for a little bit till it was over. I went on a date with a guy once, and we went to Cheesecake Factory. Yeah, Cheesecake Factory. That's the one that was like, but at the John Hancock Center at the bottom, like, yeah, Cheesecake Factory. So yeah, we went there, and he ordered a pasta that had like onions and green peppers and red onions and all this other shit. And we were like, at first, I don't think I was sitting by him, but somehow I ended up on the side of him. And I was like, oh, what is this? Like, it was like every time he talked out of his mouth, I was eating the pasta with him again. It was just terrible. It was haunting. And then he went in for a kiss. Oh. And I hello. I let him kiss. I read our tongue. He has like this beef with me now, because I end up getting in my last relationship like a week or two after that, and I like stopped talking to him. But that always stuck pointed in my brain on why I would never date him, because I'm just like, I'm one of the people, I always think my breath stinks. So I move, like, I always have gum. Always carry mint. I always, like, I'm that person, like, chewing gum 24/7. Like, I'm popping gum in and out of my mouth, like, all the time. Like, and then, like, I got a water picker, right? Follow me. I got a water picker.
I need to get one.
So, my neighbor got it for me, right? And so, what?
Police, did you hear that? He's stealing packages.
I didn't steal the package. They delivered it to my doorstep, and I just picked it up. I thought it was mine. I was like, oh my God, I forgot to order that. It must have been high. So I opened the package, and I'm like, oh my God, it's a water pick. And I'm like, I was expecting something else anyway, so whatever. And so I opened it. I'm like, great, I've been wanting one of these. I have been wanting one of those so bad. And I had just tweeted about it, so I took it as a gift. And so I started using it, right? And what I started doing, I fill half of the water thing, follow me, with water, right? Warm water. And then I use that dental, like the mouthwash that is like, it's the fucking like, it comes in, like, the bottle's, like, one solid color. It's usually, like, pink, yellow, green. And it has, like, the white wrapping.
Are you talking about a brand?
Yes.
Is it, because it's the only brand I use. It's the orange top.
Yes, that one. So I've put some of that in there. I put some of that in there too, and so it ice picks the fucking with the water. It gets all up in everywhere. You get everywhere, and then mine one. What type of language is that? Mine has like 6 different attachments, so I be getting it everywhere, bitch. It's a life changer, and then I rinse out regularly with it, bitch. Yes, I don't play, so I don't want no nigga to play with that.
The brand is TheraBreath. I carry gum breath strips. I like them Listerine breath strips.
Yeah, those are so good.
Listerine in my bag, a little bottle. Now, I acknowledge that Listerine is not the best mouthwash. It actually is not a really good mouthwash any fucking way.
At all.
That's what they say. But compared to TheraBreath, it's trash.
Yeah, 100%.
But it works, so I carry that around. It's in a little bottle. I can stick it in my
bag. That's good for like a quick swish and go.
What I will say is, I wish the way I take care of my teeth now, I wish I had done that the first 20 some years of my life, because I do have teeth problems, self-inflicted. You know, because I wasn't like.
What does that mean? Brush
after like a nasty ass meal, you know.
Okay.
Or I would eat something sweet and go to sleep instead of brushing my goddamn teeth.
Right.
You know, just dumb stuff that you really should. So out there, please.
It's shit that you don't think about until you get older, and then when all your teeth are falling on the floor, you're like, "What the fuck?" Only got 2 teeth left.
Me with the body odor thing, y'all know I like a man scent. A man's scent does not come out of your pores. A man's scent does not precede you. A man's scent is not surrounding you. Man's scent is your hot spots are a little funky, but your body don't stink, okay?
I think that's important to note that it does not come out of your pores part. I think that is what makes the major difference when people are talking about, I like stanky folks, like, or, well, they don't say stanky folks. What do your people
they
say?
They do. No, they do.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like a little funk. Like, I want a little funk. Like, they're
I say
not
that. Like, I like stank niggas. Like, I say that.
I was trying to
but
clean
I,
it up.
But I'm not, what I am, like you about to say, I don't say, I'm not talking about the whole nigga stank. I'm talking about the parts that I like to sniff stank.
That's so oh, God. Well, not
I don't know if that's better.
The hot spots. Oh.
Yeah, the pits.
Hot
the
spots hole, is terrible.
The feet. Those are the parts that need to stink. The rest of you should not be smelling like, okay, I ain't gonna get xenophobic up in here.
I know where you was going, cause.
But some, we gonna leave it alone. I've already said too much.
A lot of people been catching strays this episode. It's been a very like very shootout episode.
And that was not about one particular ethnic group, so don't go get your minds in a gutter, okay?
No, cause you know he dates all of them.
Yeah, they think I love them, but I date everybody. So some people be stinking. It's, you know, it's not okay. It's just a fact.
It's not right, but it's okay.
And you said the mouth breathing thing. I don't like breathing through my mouth when some stink because I feel like I'm tasting it.
My gum blocks it. My gum be like, like soccer.
I just like to take a like shallow breath, hold my breath for as long as I can, release it, another shallow breath. You know, until I get out of the situation. Like, I cannot taste
that
it.
That is
or
so
smell
stupid.
It.
The shit we put ourselves through. Like, we put ourselves through some terrible situations.
Just to avoid a motherfucker that stank. You should be avoiding
this. Right. You should be the one going through all this. But I have to sit here. I have to breathe out of my mouth. I have to play soccer with my gum to block your fucking stank out of my mouth. I'm sick of it.
Speaking of stank.
Sorry. I have flashbacks. Here we go.
I actually don't have a transition there. But what I was just going to say real quick is TikTok might actually get banned. But let me tell y'all about this.
Yes.
So I am still under the assumption that it's not gonna get banned, because I think, you know, they might pull a miracle or something, right? There's a lot of politics that goes into why it gets banned, and I don't want to get on a soapbox today, so I'm gonna leave all of that up to y'all. I just want y'all to just like not be Facebook aunties and just like be for real at the same time. I say, let's say, once TikTok gets banned, right, what will happen is they're going to take it out of the app store. You know, it probably is going to get, you know, blocked by IP. You know, it's probably going to get blocked on the internet. You know, these internet providers are going to get fined if they are letting the app. That's what's going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you have the app on your phone, you can still use it. You just won't get updates. And so what will happen is, effectively, the app will be disable itself over time because you won't be able to get any updates. Right. You won't be able to like continue using it, you know, efficiently. So I just want y'all to like calm down. Like, even if they banned it, we gonna have it for a while because, you know, it's still on our phones. That's what I learned about it. I say that just to say that about the TikTok ban. I really don't give a fuck if it get banned or not, but
I didn't want it to get banned because I didn't. I've been waiting for this day since Trump was in office when he was first started talking about it. I am so overjoyed because I didn't get into it fast enough. So like now I'm like I use it like as a Google, like I always say on here. And so it's like now it's like my Google. And so it's just like everybody's already on there and they're popping. So now like they're forced to go to a new social media site where I can rightfully be there amongst the first users and raise up the ranks. So I actually have a fair chance this time. I'm not missing my opportunity. So now I'm glad that everyone who has done all this work for me is laying the ground, paving the way for me to go to the next app and be a superstar. So ban it. Cancel it. And I'm tired. And you know what else? I don't have to learn any more choreography. Huh? Where are you going to point your choreography at now?
I wasn't doing it anyway.
I was trying alone in my room, and it was very hard sometimes. So now, where are you going to get the fucking choreography from? No one's going to be posting choreography. Great. Now I don't do these fucking challenges. Now I don't have to worry about this shit.
Instagram Reels, this is very much a thing.
Yeah, but they're not doing it like that. Like, they're still in the fucking TikTok challenges and just bringing it over to Instagram. Now, Instagram people aren't that fucking creative. They don't even use their fucking brain. They don't even know how to really work the algorithm, because half their shit's still not even being seen. They go through all that fucking work. But it's just like, It's a fresh start for everyone. Don't you guys see the horizon that we are upon? It's a brand new day.
Praying on everybody's downfall.
It's a brand new day. Can you?
It does suck for people who own businesses and, you know, really get, you know, survive off a chunk of, you know, TikTok.
Boo hoo hoo. Go back to YouTube, bitches, so you can see our podcast pop up in your sponsored fucking posts. You know what? That was going to end up happening. People are just going to go back to YouTube. And then we'll be right here waiting for you with open arms and open legs and open mouths so you can take us in all at once.
I am so glad that I've built my Instagram up the way I have because, yes, you know, I feel like the only thing that can get rid of Instagram is like me if I get suspended. So that's why I'm trying to behave. You know, even when I post my raunchy things, I try to, you know, do it classy, like, so I don't get banned.
But Instagram be real particular about that shit. They be like, you post something, you don't think it's that bad. It's just like a little nipple or something. Here they come. I'm like, it's nipples. And I blurt them out.
And then
out.
You go to somebody else's page and they got their whole
butthole. Yeah, butthole winking at you.
And I saw a Instagram, somebody was getting their ass ate. I'm talking about, and it had been up since 2023. So that means it did. The moderators never seen somebody getting their ass ate. But I bet you if I had reposted that to my story, they would have took my story down
and banned you from going live for 30 days, and then take you out of they shadow ban you so you don't pop up in any suggestions or like any like randoms. No, like they need to fix this shit. That's why I'm glad TikTok could be a whole new avenue for all of us. We can all go somewhere new. We can start brand new together. Where all of us can raise together and start a whole new movement. Full, free of dances, free of choreography, free of seeing bitches eat plates of fucking food. I'm so tired of bitches eating plates of food. Next is Bego. Cancel Bego too. What are they doing wrong on there? I feel like we need to look into them next. I feel like they got some real bad secrets on there. Let's cancel them all. Where are the porn stars going to go now to shoot their next victim and stab them? Gotta find somewhere new.
I forgot what I was gonna ask you. It just got so violent so quick. I don't know what happened.
That's what they do. Them porn stars go on Bego and they beat each other's asses. All that. They fight, they argue, and they dig up dirt on each other and they tell the dirt to fucking thousands of people. Like, that is the real issue. Save TikTok, ban Bigo.
I kind of want Twitter to take a tumble, for real, like, to disappear. Because I've been wrong by Twitter so many times. I just want
See, no, that's a personal
if thing. If I can't have it's it,
different.
Nobody can.
Yeah, that's different. It's different. Two different wavelengths. You have done too much on there. You should be banned.
I don't know. I definitely have gone through over 20 accounts. That includes, like, my mains, my backups, my...
Your backups.
My, what you call it, freak Twitters, their backups. I've gone through over 20 accounts.
But I think sometimes censorship for some people is okay. No one trying to see randomly at 2 o'clock Pacific time. You talk about, don't y'all go through my likes. And next thing you know, you see a retweet come through of somebody getting spray painted, and it ain't with brown spray paint. It ain't paint. So it just, you never know what be popping through. But that was before. But I feel like
I used to love doing that though.
It was like a jump scare. You just never know what you're going to get. And that was back then when the algorithm was normal too. So it would really post in real time. So you'll see it, and you'll just see a random person getting Picasso
fist it.
Oh God! Yeah,
I used to love doing the fisting videos and the rosebud videos. Just a big prolapse booty hole on your timeline.
That's why I'm trying to clean up my main Twitter, so only my freak Twitter has all that shit. Cause I'm so tired of seeing dicks randomly at 2 in the afternoon when I'm trying to drink my Starbucks. I can't do it anymore. I'm grown past that. Like,
well, I guess we're not gonna rate a dick today.
Well, it's not 2 in the afternoon. It's currently.
Do you want to do Rate That Dick?
Let's bring back Rate That Dick! Woo!
I wish I could insert the music here, but copyright, don't want to get sued.
Is it? I was wondering.
Okay, let's see.
We have a plethora.
You know, in case you guys don't know, we have an entire section in our thing dedicated to the dicks. We've done all of these except for the last one.
We'll do the last one.
From KJ. KJ did not tell us the size of his dick. But this is a very nice dick. What do you
very
think?
Very nice dick. I love it. It's like boyfriend size. It looks kind of, it's super fat. I like the color. Okay. And this is totally random. Kind of was Rate That Dick. I really love his hands. His hands look so good.
He has nice hands.
Yeah, he has really nice hands. And I like the little bracelet. I like how hairy his arms are. He also sent a video.
Mm-hmm. He's stroking it in the video. So it's a dark dick. It's very dark skinned. It's not curved, but it definitely is.
It has a little angle.
It angles a little to the left.
Yeah.
It's technically two-toned, but not really, because they're very close in shade, the tip versus the base.
I feel like
base.
It might be kind of fat, too, because since the end, when you're stroking it.
It's definitely, thick.
Yeah.
It's a thick girthy one.
And it's hairy. I like the hair. It's the right amount.
The hair is a nice touch. Yes.
Wait, is that? Can y'all hear that?
Oh, is that the video?
Yeah, it's the audio.
Oh.
Hold on. He's moaning in the video.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know if y'all can hear that, but what do you give him?
I am going to give this... This is a nice dick, and I don't want to give it a 5. So I'm going to give it a 4.
I don't give it a 4.7. I just feel like it leaves a lot to the imagination. I can't see the balls. Like, it's a really pretty dick. It's a really nice dick. I like the hair. But I just feel like it's something missing from it. Like, I feel like it doesn't have any personality.
Okay. That's one way to describe a dick. No personality.
Yeah. Maybe because it's, in the same setting or something. But I just feel like... Like, it's a nice dick. I would not say I would not devour this dick. I would definitely devour the dick. But I guess, overall, it's a 5. But, the pictures in general, I would just give a 4 point something.
KJ, if you happen to listen to this episode, you know why you're getting a 4 from me. Thank you guys so much for listening to that portion of the podcast. If you want to send your dicks in, you can send them to askboysnextdoor@gmail.com, or you can
send them
DM them to us on Instagram at boysnextdoorpod. Do you want to talk about anything else today?
I just want to say I love y'all. Bye.
Oh, well, I guess that's the end of it. Make sure y'all follow us and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We want to get nominated for a Webby and win one, you know, so that would be great. It would be nice after 5 years to get nominated for something.
Wouldn't that be awesome? I would love to. I would love to see what we would wear. I think we would look really cool.
Yeah.
Will they shot pink. Yeah, I was thinking that we'll wear pink. You look so. You look cute in pink, or we can wear pink and blue. Do you look good in blue?
I don't really have anything blue.
I don't have anything blue either.
I have a blue Dunder Mifflin t-shirt that I almost wore today, but.
Oh. But it's okay. Maybe anyway, we'll be hosting. Thank you guys.
Yeah, we're going to be hosting the balloon challenges. We're going to be hosting pride parties, fisting parties, glory hole parties.
Deviant parties. Invite us to your deviant parties. We'll curate.
I kind of want to go to the deviant party that's coming out here, but.
But.
I ain't got nobody to go with, and I really don't want to pay for it anyway.
How much is it? You got to pay to go in there?
I'm sure you do. I don't know what it is. I know it's not a free event.
Can you imagine if it was free to go get your... Well, I guess it is free some places, so I guess that's a normal day.
People who go to Deviant say it's not really like what people think it is.
Yeah, because that one guy on Twitter made it seem like it was just like you go in there, you get sexually assaulted, and then you got to go home and tell the story on Twitter.
Yeah, and most people were saying, like, I've never had that experience. Like, a lot of people were saying, like, it's literally just a club where everybody is, like, half naked.
They should give out t-shirts. I went to a deviant party and all I got was this t-shirt and a police report.
That's cute. And you just gave them a free idea. So if they do it, you know where it came from. And our lawyers will be in contact. Thank you guys so much. We will see you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.